the coach, Michael E. Maiden, a blast from the past as we take you back and share with you some of Coach Maiden's best interviews that includes past and present Major League Baseball players.
And welcome back to A Blast from the Past. I'm your host and the coach, Michael E. Maiden, as I'm sharing with you some of my classic Major League Baseball interviews from the past. And today we got a number of Major League stars lined up for you today, including Jim Thome and Derek Jeter. So stay tuned for today's show. This first interview is with Darwin Barney during the Cubs Sox Crosstown Series as he reflects on big league life. A blast from the past with the coach.
Sox Park where the coach on the road at Sox Park where the Cubs is invading for the Crosstown Series. And I got the man here for the Cubs, Darwin Barney.
That's right.
I got it right?
Yeah.
All right, I got the man here. So say hi to my audience out there.
Hey, how we doing, guys? It's good to talk to you.
So tell them what it's like playing Major League Baseball. We're taking our youngsters behind the scenes.
Yeah. It's a lot of hard work. You know, first and foremost, there's a lot more stress and work involved than I ever thought when I was a young kid. You know, my envision of being a big leaguer was, you know, once you got here, you had it all figured out, and that's why you're here. And, you know, you don't pick up balls in the cage. They got people to do that for you. That ain't true. You pick up your own balls in the cage, and, you know, it's an everyday struggle, an everyday grind, and you got to work hard every day and get better.
Well, I mean, a lot of youngsters don't know what that, when you say grind, what that means.
Well, it's, you're facing guys on the mound every day. You know, there's no days off. You got to do your homework. You know, you got to study these pitchers and study the scouting reports and really, you know, do those kinds of things to try and be the best player that you can be, because they're doing the same thing on the other side, trying to figure out how to get you out.
So in other words, it's a 24/7 job.
Exactly. It's, you know, someone says, hey, you're living the dream, and the dream is a tree in your backyard with money growing off of it. You know what I mean? This is stressful, especially when you got a family, and I got two kids, and, you know, I'm trying to support them with this game, and, you know, I'm very blessed to be here, but it's a lot of hard work.
Two kids? I thought you was only 14.
Hey, I'm 26.
You look like you're 14. I'm trying to hear it take a couple years. Hey, you know, most kids watch big league, and they think you got big money and get all the girls, and that's the life of a major leaguer.
I mean, that's not true. I'm a married man, so, you know, it's just one of those things where it is what you make it. You know, if you want to be one of those guys that, you know, goes out and has a good time, then you can be. But this is, you know, for a lot of people, it's business. It's business first, and that's what this game's all about, is being the best you can be.
So take us back to Barney in high school.
Well, high school was a lot of fun. You know, it's one of those times you wish you could always go back to. So if you're in high school, don't rush out of there. You know, you're going to wish you were back there. So it was fun. You know, I played a lot of sports, played three sports, and even played football my freshman year, so that was my fourth sport. You know, it was good. It was always busy, and, you know, just tried to focus on sports and school as much as I could.
You're trying to make us think you was an athlete, huh?
I tried to be. You know, it was, it's been my whole life. You know, it's the only thing that's kept me driven and going. So, you know, I like to think of myself that way.
So how was baseball for you in high school? I mean, did you know that you was going to be a major league player? You had that ambition or?
Yeah, I mean, I got some calls from some major league clubs out of high school, but I wanted to go to college. College was important to me. You know, you can't go back to college and have it be the same experience as it is when you go there as an 18-year-old kid. You know, it's just not the same. You don't want to be that old guy going back. You can't experience it the right way. And so I had a good time, and college is definitely right.
The coach, Michael E. Maiden, a blast from the past as we take you back and share with you some of Coach Maiden's best interviews that includes past and present Major League Baseball players.
Well, we had to cut that interview a little bit short. But next up is Escobar of the Kansas City Royals talking about his reaching the major leagues.
Take your youngsters behind the scenes, and we got the man here, Escobar.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. I appreciate you being on the show today.
Well, we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes on what it's like to be a major league ball player. And you the man at shortstop for the Royals. So, I mean, what's that experience like?
Oh, that's experience. That's really good to be here in the Major League. You know, that's my dream. When I be a little kid, always I talk to my mother and say, I want to play in baseball. I want to play in the Major League, and now that's my dream.
Okay. Tell me, how did it start off for you? When did you get started?
Oh, you know, my story is like, I want to go to, want to be in the All-Star game, one of these things. This team, like every player in here, it's unbelievable, man. That's a great teammates in here. And I'm happy to be here.
Mm-hmm. And you know, with it being every kid's dream to play in the big leagues, you know, I used to coach college baseball, and I scouted for 5 major league teams. Now, you got hundreds, thousands, millions of kids that's watching you on TV that want to be like you one day. How does that make you feel?
Doesn't make you feel good, because when you be a little kid, every baseball player, when I be like 10, 15 years old, mm-hmm. everybody want to sign and play in the Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. And in my small town in Venezuela, a lot of kids over there, I want to be like you. Say, yeah, keep going, keep working hard. I know you can be like me. Mm-hmm. You can way better than me.
Mm-hmm. So how does it make you feel when you see kids running around with your jersey number on?
Oh, that's feeling good, man. When I see it to the stand, I see it on the street, those guys, they're walking around with my jersey, and that made me feel really, really happy.
So, man, take it back. When you made your way through the system and made it to the big leagues, and you got that call that you were going to be playing in the big leagues one day, how did you feel when you walked in that locker room for the first time and saw your uniform?
Oh, when I be my first time, they call on in 2008, I'm being double A. Mm-hmm. And after the game, my manager in double A in that time, he said, Yelki, you go to the big league tomorrow. Say, what? Really? Say, yeah. Go to the Major League. Say, oh, that's my dream. I call my mother, and I'm crying. She's crying. I made me.
That's you call that 3 million people don't use crying.
Yeah, that's my dream in that moment, man. And my mother, she is really happy.
So, man, when you think about this Major League experience, who've been some of your mentors along the way?
I don't have like superficial, just like come here every single day and just play and be have fun outside.
Mm-hmm. And then you're the leadoff man, so I mean you got a little bit of wheels on you to be better in that leadoff spot.
Yeah, I like batting leadoff because I see like more pitches, take like more time in here, and I feel really good.
Mm-hmm. And of course, I got to ask you, how exciting was it was for the Royals to be in the World Series?
Oh, that's the best moment. Every baseball player, he want to be in World Series, man. That's the best dream that any player in the Major League, he want to be there.
Well, you know, one of my first paying scouting jobs was with the Kansas City Royals, so, you know, I was pulling for you guys.
Oh, that's nice, man. That's really good.
Coach, take your youngsters behind the scene with the man for the Royals, Exibo.
Thank you, man.
All right, appreciate it.
Thank you, bro.
A blast from the past, classic Major League Baseball player interviews with the coach, www.blastfromthepast247.com.
The coach is taking you behind the scenes on what it's like being a big leaguer with Alexi Ramirez.
Coach on the road visiting with the White Sox, and I got Alexi here. Alexi, how we doing today?
Good.
How does it feel to be playing shortstop on a Major League level for you?
¿Cómo te sientes jugando el shortstop en la Liga Grande?
Me siento bien, me siento contento. He trabajado todos los puntos que he tenido que hacer y las cosas me han salido bien.
I feel good. It's exciting. I love the position. It's something that you work hard at it, and hopefully you get good results.
So what was your role like getting to the big leagues?
¿Cómo era tú para llegar a la Liga Grande?
Que un muchacho...
You know, it was something that as a young kid I started playing early, and then from there I just continued to play it until I got the opportunity to come up, and then that's how it came about.
And when you think of some of the great shortstops in the major leagues, and you think about Jeter, A-Rod, I mean, you've probably established yourself as one of those top defensive shortstops.
Que si tú piensas de los defensivamente los peloteros como Jeter, como Alex Rodriguez, que son uno de los mejores en esa posición, tú te ves en esa misma nivel como ellos.
Mira, ya no me gusta compararle a nadie, o sea, cada uno son buenos en su posición. Yo quiero hacer mi trabajo tranquilo, sin preocupación, y ya cuando termine la temporada, saco conclusiones.
You know, I really don't like to compare myself to pretty much anyone or make even comparisons with other ones. It's something like each player has their own attributes, and it's something that I let the game, you know, my game pretty much play out for itself, and then at the end of the season, kind of see how that went.
Do you kind of find that you're in the major leagues, but the language barrier being a big stumbling block for you?
Que si tú te sientes que estando en la liga grande, el idioma, no poder hablar el idioma, es algo que es difícil.
No, creo que no es el idioma no es la única manera de comunicarse, sino por señas, y también uno trata de aprender el mismo idioma que uno está y las cosas salen bien.
No, I really don't see it that way, because you know there's a lot of different forms of communication. You know, there's signs. You know, there's different signals that you can do in order to communicate. On top of, you know, once you come in, you try to learn you know, some of the language to be able to communicate things that need to be.
When you go back home at the end of the season, do you find yourself the local hero for all of the kids in your hometown?
Que cuando se termina la temporada y tú regresas para atrás para la casa tuya, tú te ves que los niños que viven por ahí te ven como uno de los grandes.
Sí, yo pienso que sí. Creo que gracias en Miami, la mayoría de los muchachos hablan español y me conocen mucho y son cubanos también como yo, y nada, siempre trato de tener una conversación con ellos.
Yeah, you know, it's great to be able to go back to Miami after the season, and you know, the local kids that are there know who I am. You know, most of them are Cuban, so it's something that they've watched me, and you know, so I try to hang out with them, talk to them, and you know, help them along.
So how many years should we see Lexi playing shortstop in the big leagues?
¿Cómo cuántos años tú piensas que te pueden ver jugando shortstop en la liga?
Hasta que Dios decida, hasta que tenga fuerza y hasta que yo pueda estar bien de salud.
Until God decides, until I don't have any more energy, and until, you know, my health is deteriorating.
That's about 20 more years, huh? Coach on the road with Alexi.
All right, appreciate it.
You're welcome.
The future Hall of Famer, Mr. Jim Thome, hit his 600th career home run, and the coach was there for the action. So I just had to get a quick interview with Jim Thome, talking about his 600th career Major League Baseball home run. Coach is on the road, and we ran across the man, Jim Thome, who just turned another chapter in the history books for yourself.
Yeah.
You want to tell my audience a little bit about that?
Well, it was a special thing, you know, hitting 600 and getting an opportunity to accomplish that was very, very special for sure.
So, I mean, what kind of thoughts went through your mind?
Well, a lot. You know, I think your family, you know, just a long journey to get to that point and getting an opportunity to accomplish that was just very, very special for sure.
So did you ever think when you started off in your career many years ago?
I mean, no way. How could you ever, you know? And, you know, to play and I guess be blessed to do it a long time. And that journey, I said, the ups and downs of it, you know, is definitely something I think you'll never lose track of as that journey process went on.
And the number of years you played,
yeah,
history's gonna remember you. We know you're first ballot Hall of Famer. Have you given any consideration how many more years you want to do this?
I have it. You know, I feel, you know, it's one of them things where then people have asked me, are you gonna come back next year? For me, right now, we're still in this year. And I, you know, I really want to keep it as that. And then once I get home, we'll sit down, figure out, you know, just family-wise, and just sit back and reflect on how this year has went about. And then from there, just, you know, kind of sit down and make a decision.
The coach has caught the future Hall of Famer. He's on the move, but we just had to ask about that 600
right.
career homer.
Thank you, guys. Right,
appreciate
Thank
it.
You. Anytime.
Right.
Anytime.
Thanks,
good to see you, guys.
Jim Thome, what a class act, a truly class act. Well, there's Michael Braun, one of a kind. And here we go. The coach at the park, a blast from the past.
See the exclusive behind the scenes raw footage. We found one of us, a Cleveland Indian. We're gonna let him introduce himself to my audience.
How you doing? I'm Michael Braun, playing with the Cleveland Indians, outfielder. That's it.
And where you from?
I'm from Houston, Texas.
Yes, so you ain't used to the Chicago weather.
No, but I like this city. It's a nice city to be in. You know, I always enjoy coming here. It's a nice city to come to.
We're taking our youngsters behind the scenes on what it's like being in the big league. So what has this big league experience been like for you?
It's been a good one, man. You know, it's a dream come true. It's worth it to all the players that play baseball. You know, I know you got to come through the minor leagues and do all that to get to this level. But, you know, it's not an easy road, but when you get to the top and if you can, and you have enough success to stay here, it's worth it all the way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. Mm-hmm. When did Mike know that this is what I want to do, play Major League Baseball?
Man, to be honest with you, it probably was late for me. Probably when I got drafted, then I started to really think about it. In college, you know, I thought about it, but I never really, I don't know, you know, because I guess, you know, scouts come around, they put it in your head then, you know, but before then, man, I was just playing to play. I just liked playing
the
game.
Come on, man, you know, you had that interest before you got drafted.
No, I didn't, I'm telling you, because when I was in Little League, I watched it, but I didn't watch it like that. You know, it was different for me in the league. Mm-hmm. I mean, I knew some players in the big leagues, but it didn't run through my mind like that. You know, but once I got to high school and college, man, I kind of, you know, I kind of put my foot to the pedal after that.
So you got drafted, what round were you drafted?
Fourth.
I mean, you must have been a stud getting, you know, brother getting drafted that early. Now.
Well, when I was in high school, you know, I didn't know no, that's what I'm saying. I didn't play no AAU baseball for real. Okay. I only played after my senior year. Okay. That's why I say I was more into basketball and, you know.
You want them Michael
Jordan. You know what it is in basketball and football. It's like that.
We're going to disown you now.
Well, I did, but then I realized, you know, I wasn't going to get that much taller, you know, so hey. I might as well take another route, and I already played baseball all my life, so you know. But where I played Little League at was a little bit different than where everybody else probably played Little League at. That's why I didn't know a lot about the big leagues like that.
Yeah. So I mean, when you think about your journey through the minor leagues, I mean that had to be an experience for inner city kid going to little small towns playing ball.
Well, I came from Houston, and I came from the University of Houston. When I went to University of Houston, it kind of spoiled us. Going to the way I was feeling, because we was flying places, you know, staying in hotel rooms, nice hotels. Then when you go to the minor leagues, that's a rude awakening.
Back, huh?
That's a rude awakening, man. You going back to sitting on buses all the time, 12-hour bus rides, and I'm talking about 12-hour bus rides every other week. You know what I'm saying? So everywhere you go, you're taking the bus everywhere, staying in, you know, not too good of hotels, but. Like I said at the beginning, man, if you can get through that and, you know, all the, you know, going through the work habits you got to go through and people, you know, making you do stuff that you don't always want to do, when you get to the top, man, you'll like it. You know, you still got to earn your way here when you get here too, though. But, you know, it gets better for you. And, you know, I haven't stopped liking it ever since I've been here.
So it's like being in heaven, huh?
I don't know about that. I don't know about heaven. Heaven, the man above said you can't imagine what I got up there for you. But,
it's like being in pirate sky.
On Earth? Okay. Yeah, we live pretty good. Okay.
And, I mean, who have been some of the mentors for you in this game?
Flash Gordon was one person that I knew. Mentor, I ain't going to say Carl Crawford, but he is the person that I've known the longest. I played with him in Little League. Mm-hmm. So I've known him for a long time, and he got here before I got here. And now that's what kind of made me like, oh, man. Well, no, it just made me, it inspired me. Okay. You know what I'm saying? He was a great athlete. So now, not because he could get, I could get. I just seen him, and we played on the same Little League team, and he was in the big leagues when I was in college, and we only 1 year apart.
Okay.
So, you know, I was like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? That kind of pushed me a little bit, and I was like, you always look for something to inspire you to make you go further. But one thing about playing up here is like you gotta always be inspired to play up here too. You know, can't just try to get here think because you got here, you here now. You gotta always try to get here and stay here.
So what about this adjustment from the National League to the American League? I mean, is that an adjustment in itself for you?
I think so, but I haven't played long enough to know, you know, the difference in it. You know, I probably got about 10 to 15 games in, and then I hurt my finger sliding at first. Actually, against Chicago doing it. But you know, I know, like he was saying earlier, the pitcher don't hit on this side. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always all hidden pretty much, you know what I'm saying? So it's a little bit more of an offensive game.
Yeah.
And with that said, you know, you just have to continue to try to learn the new pitchers. You know, I was in the National League for 6 years, so I knew all the pitchers over there for the most part. But now I'm trying to learn all of them over here. I know some because, you know, some people switch from leagues, and so I know some when I face them. But, you know, it's just an adjustment that you have to go through. Baseball is nothing but a game of adjustment, so, you know, you got to keep adjusting in it.
Well, you know, we got a whole lot in common because we share the same first name. I just want to let you know that.
Yeah, I understand. You know, the mics, they ain't too bad
there
off.
There you go.
Man.
They ain't too bad. Coach Shaggy Youngs is behind the scene with the Cleveland Indians and Mike.
No problem.
All right, appreciate it.
Thank you,
all
man.
Right.
Thank you.
A blast from the past. Classic Major League Baseball player interviews with the coach. www.blastfromthepast247.com.
And Max Kepler, as I stumbled over to the Twins locker room. We'll be right back.
The coach, Michael E. Maiden. A blast from the past as we take you back and share with you some of Coach Maiden's best interviews that includes past and present Major League Baseball players.
Last but not least, the legend, the man, and the future Hall of Famer, Yankee great Derek Jeter.
The man for the Yankees, Derek Jeter.
How are we doing today?
Doing good. Yourself?
Just fine.
You know, my show reached a young audience. I coached college baseball, and I scouted for 5 major league teams. And every kid I ran across wanted to be Derek Jeter. So what kind of compliment is that for you?
It's always a compliment when you have kids that look up to you. I mean, for me, I just try to play the game the right way, play it hard every day, have respect for your teammates and your opponents, and I think that's the least you can do.
And how do you account for your longevity in the game?
I've been very fortunate. I've been fortunate to for the most part, stay away from major injuries and continue to work hard. That's all you can do. I mean, if you're going to play this long, you're going to have to work extremely hard at it.
And something about that Yankee mystique. I mean, you've been a Yankee shortstop and a Yankee captain. How much mystique is that to you?
Well, there's a lot of tradition with our organization. I was a Yankee fan growing up, so it's an organization that I'm well aware of all the history and the tradition, the mystique. It's been fun for me. You know, I've appreciated my time here so far.
And history's going to remember you as a Hall of Famer. So when you think about your legacy, what do you want that legacy to be in this game?
I don't know. I'm still playing, so I haven't thought about it. Maybe when I'm finished playing, I'll think about it.
So, you know, A-Rod, guys like Granderson, who I knew when he was like that. I mean, you know, what is it like being on the field with those guys?
It's fun. I've had an opportunity to play with a lot of great players throughout the years. And, you know, you appreciate getting the opportunity, especially when you play against some guys and them coming over here and getting to know them as people. And I play with a lot of great players, but a lot of great people.
Who were some of your mentors coming up in the game?
I had a lot of guys. You know, I was young when I came up. I was 20 years old. You know, I had guys like Tim Raines, Cecil Fielder, Strawberry, Tino Martinez, you know, Don Mattingly. These are guys that I looked up to, and I watched how they played the game and the fun that they had, and I tried to incorporate it into my own game.
Well, you're going back pulling up some old school names
now. I've been around for a long time, buddy.
Just ask you one last question. When you made it to the big leagues, first time, walked in that locker room and saw your uniform hanging up, what was that experience?
Great experience. When I came up, it was a situation where our organization was known for trading young players. So when I got there, I just wanted to stay.
Coach with Jeter. Appreciate it.
All right.
And as we wrap this show up, I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you tune in for the next show as the coach, Michael E. Maiden, is taking you behind the scenes with some great classic interviews from past and present Major League Baseball players. And make sure you tune us in for our next show. And log on to our website for upcoming events and additional information at blastfromthepast247.com. That's blastfromthepast247.com. And make sure you click on the link on Facebook to follow us. And we'll see you again next show. Peace out.
A Blast from the Past classic Major League Baseball player interviews. With the coach, www.blastfromthepast247.com.